Simon here. I just want to give some background on our director. Alexander Freeman is an award-winning filmmaker and public speaker with cerebral palsy and a graduate of Emerson College, where he studied film production with a concentration in directing. With a background in short narrative and feature documentary filmmaking, Freeman specializes in minority-focused human interests about disability and other outsiders. That's really about it. I want you to hear this woman's story. I think it's great. Tell me what you think. Bye.
Here. So, your movie starts off, you have lots of music off the top.
Yes.
And lots of sound.
Yes.
Why was that? Like, you don't introduce me to your subject till for a few minutes. You're just sort of walking around. What's the purpose of that?
So, the purpose of that is, to start, music has always been very, very important to me and very important in my films and my filmmaking.
Long answer. That's good. Good. I got what I wanted out of there. Like, you're not going to be. I just lost my. How did you meet Nancy? Was my next question.
So, I was able to make the film because I was a woman on a national class.
Nice!
In Washington, D.C., for being an advocate for disability, and because I am not only a filmmaker, but I'm also a disability activist, and so I have been doing a lot of work around disability, and I have applied to this grant called the Advocates in the Advocates in Disability Award, and it is given by and she runs Alicia Silver's college veterans voice, Lady of Boston, and I had a meeting with her, and he said, listen, Alex, I know that you are doing this on the throne, but I got this little woman who has an incredible story on just do me a favor and just talk to her. And she is, you can do, see if you can do anything with her story. And so I met with Nancy, that was when everything changed. Like, as soon as Nancy started pulling her story out to me, I knew her story needed to be made into a feature film. The first thing that I did was I did a short film with her called Dark Into Light. And she did amazing on screen. And so at that point, I have the money and I just got my heart at that point. I just got my whole crew together. This was in the middle of 2015. It was a horrible winter, and we just went down to Cape Cod and sat for 2 days straight. Yeah.
Okay, continuing on. I wanted Nancy's age at the beginning of the film. I find that wasn't provided, or even now, because I think she's in her 60s, but I could be wrong.
So she's, she's 52.
Oh, wow, okay, so she's really young to have all this happen to her.
Yeah.
Like, her story really moved me, I must say.
Thank you.
And I wanted to say that I thought at times maybe if she had more love at the beginning or had more self-confidence, she'd be in a better place now.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think. That's really the question. That really the question is, I think the question is,
I agree with you. I guess my next question is, I mean, I thought it was very hard for Nancy to speak a lot of the time about her early years at the beginning of the film and her childhood. I thought that really was hard for her, I felt.
It was very hard for her because she had been suppressing all those emotions, all those feelings for many years, and so what I wanted to do was dig all that emotion up and really dig into her past and tell me that you were happy because I knew that closer to face everything that happened to her. And there were a couple of moments during the filming that she said, no, we have to stop, I need to hold myself together, and so that's what we did, and then we started rolling again. I pushed her even higher. But yeah, it was very hard for her. And I think the hard part was when she got along getting assaulted like that. That really was a difficult thing to capture on camera, because up until we did the filming, she had never told people about that.
Wow, I'm shocked by that, actually. I thought she would have. I did feel at the times that the systems in society had failed her. Like, the home situation is a society that exists. I mean, you're supposed to have care when you're a kid. That failed her.
Yes.
So she made it through that. Very strong personality, made it through that situation. And then, as you're saying, she went to the Navy. Again, she finds a sense of family she's missing.
Yeah.
Which was, we know what she's looking for. And again, that failed her.
Yeah. That's him again, and that was uh, when he went to the Navy, that was the first sense of belonging, her first sense of pride, of having a family, of her first sense of acceptance, of just when she screams, everyone is on her side. She is assaulted by one of her fellow men, and so you're actually right that again she's let down by the system, but the common thing that I was hoping for was that ability to keep going. She does.
I do have some more questions for you about your film. My biggest question is, you didn't interview, where's the sister for the interview? You got her brother, but she discusses a sister.
Yeah.
What, you couldn't get a hold of her?
So, that's a very interesting story. So, the sister didn't want to be interviewed.
Uh-huh.
I have my own feelings about that. I suspect that the sister, her sister has a different side of the story. And didn't want that going on through. Yeah.
So, would you like to play fun questions?
Of course.
I know you've heard an interview, so we'll go with it. Your favorite film?
My favorite film, I would have to say, American Beauty.
Wow, that's a heavy one. That's pretty heavy. Do you like going to the cinema? And if you do, what do you order at the concession stand?
I do like going to the cinema, but not so much
You gotta tell everybody where to find your film. Telling me is, I'll make it easier for you. If you Google search this, you'll find it. Thank you. Now we know where to find it, everybody. Please go out and check out this film. It's Alexander Freeman's first picture, I guess, I would say.
It's my second feature. My first feature got your entry.
Thank you for your time. You were a delightful interview, and I'm glad we could finally get this done.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You have a great day. Hey, I just want to say thank you for listening to this great interview. We have more on our website at www.extrafeatures.ca. And if you enjoyed it, can you please go to iTunes and leave us an iTunes review and like us on our Facebook page. Thank you.